You're going to listen to Melody talking about her professional career. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello, my name is Melody. I grew up in the countryside, and in those days, we only had bicycles and scooters and skipping ropes, but that meant my love for sport started early on. I found that I really enjoyed just getting involved in any kind of activity whatsoever. From the age of, 4 or 5, I just was always doing something, and it just led me to think that I wanted to do more. When I went from primary to secondary education, I joined the gymnastics team, which I loved, and actually I became pretty good at gymnastics and even took part in a few competitions. After that, I started playing hockey. I played for 11 months out of the year and had just 1 month off. In those 11 months, I probably trained 4 times a week, so of course I reached quite a good standard. I wasn't particularly academic at school, but I wanted to be a sports teacher when I grew up. I set my sights on being a sports teacher. All through my time at school, I just did loads and loads of sports, lots of different things, and was a captain of the teams and everything. The only thing I really have never enjoyed, even to this day, is swimming. I'm not a water rat, I just prefer to be on land. Anyway, I decided to be a PE teacher. That was my goal. And when I got to my later years in school, I didn't do very well the first time around with my exams. So I stayed on for 1 extra year in school. It was great. I then went to college for a 3-year course, which was quite short in those days, I suppose. I graduated from college and I was very lucky at the time because I had 1 interview for a job and I got the job, which was perfect. My experience lined up with what their preferences were. They wanted someone who was a hockey expert and who had a lot of experience in gymnastics. And all of those were perfect for me. So unless I messed up the interview, it was going to be a good opportunity for me. That job was in Cornwall by the beach. So I spent a lot of time at the beach, but more sunbathing than swimming. That was a PE job that I had and I really, really enjoyed it. Later on in life, I decided to move further away. I applied to go abroad and I got a job in South America as head of girls' sports in a Chilean school. And there I taught for 3 years, always the same sports, and also again a lot of hockey teaching. And then I moved to another school.
Hello, my name is Melody. I grew up in the countryside, and in those days, we only had bicycles and scooters and skipping ropes, but that meant my love for sport started early on. I found that I really enjoyed just getting involved in any kind of activity whatsoever. From the age of, 4 or 5, I just was always doing something, and it just led me to think that I wanted to do more. When I went from primary to secondary education, I joined the gymnastics team, which I loved, and actually I became pretty good at gymnastics and even took part in a few competitions. After that, I started playing hockey. I played for 11 months out of the year and had just 1 month off. In those 11 months, I probably trained 4 times a week, so of course I reached quite a good standard. I wasn't particularly academic at school, but I wanted to be a sports teacher when I grew up. I set my sights on being a sports teacher. All through my time at school, I just did loads and loads of sports, lots of different things, and was a captain of the teams and everything. The only thing I really have never enjoyed, even to this day, is swimming. I'm not a water rat, I just prefer to be on land. Anyway, I decided to be a PE teacher. That was my goal. And when I got to my later years in school, I didn't do very well the first time around with my exams. So I stayed on for 1 extra year in school. It was great. I then went to college for a 3-year course, which was quite short in those days, I suppose. I graduated from college and I was very lucky at the time because I had 1 interview for a job and I got the job, which was perfect. My experience lined up with what their preferences were. They wanted someone who was a hockey expert and who had a lot of experience in gymnastics. And all of those were perfect for me. So unless I messed up the interview, it was going to be a good opportunity for me. That job was in Cornwall, by the beach. So I spent a lot of time at the beach, but more sunbathing than swimming. That was a PE job that I had, and I really, really enjoyed it. Later on in life, I decided to move further away. I applied to go abroad and I got a job in South America as head of girls' sports in a Chilean school. And there I taught for 3 years, always the same sports, and also again a lot of hockey teaching. And then I moved to another school